We're seeing large numbers of people coming into A&E and large numbers of people needing to be admitted into hospital with flu and with RSV in particular at the moment. This, as you can imagine, is putting a lot of pressure on our hospitals, and we're also seeing the impacts on our nursing homes as well. So across the country at the moment, we have 900 people having treatment for flu at this very moment in our hospitals.
And how can people protect themselves and others at this time?
So we would first of all ask people to look up some information on the HSE if they're feeling unwell. Look for advice on how to look after themselves at home in the first instance. Most people will get better from flu or RSV without needing to go to hospital or without needing to see another healthcare professional. If you're feeling unwell, look for other options, including GP out of hours, and pharmacies as well, to get the care that you need. And lastly, if you haven't had your vaccination for flu this season yet, we would urge people to still avail of that. That's still available for people in the categories who are at higher risk for flu.
And how important is it for those people to get the flu vaccine? We know there is sometimes some pushback on getting the vaccine, but for those who are vulnerable?
For those who are vulnerable, we know that the flu vaccine works. It can stop people getting infected in the first place, and it can stop people getting more unwell if they do become infected. You're less likely to need hospital treatment if you have your flu vaccine. It can also stop you from spreading it to others as well. So if you yourself are vulnerable, or you've got other people in your family who are vulnerable, we'd strongly recommend still getting the flu vaccine to protect you for the rest of this winter season.